A new Western set in Garlow on the California Trail features an Irish undertaker, Patrick Tate, as its central character. Never Grow Old, starring John Cusack and Emile Hirsch, is the new film from the director of The Canal, Ivan Kavanagh, and Ivan joins me now. Ivan, The Canal was a horror film. Was that a huge leap moving from one whole genre on into Westerns?
Not really, because the previous films to that were two family dramas, you know? And I love all types of films. I grew up in a household where genre films were on all the time, and also foreign films as well. So my taste is very eclectic, you know? And I, when I finish my career, I want to have made all types of genres, science fiction, everything. I want to go through the everything I love. I love cinema.
So was John Ford a great favourite of yours, or was it more contemporary Westerns?
Well, for this film, I mean, the films I asked the crew to look at were stuff from the 1970s, you know. But I do love John Ford. I love The Searchers. It's one of my favourite. It was my mother's favourite film, actually. And she had a videotape and she must have wore it out. We watch it repeatedly, you know, practically once a week. And I know that film by heart. It's so heartbreaking and beautiful, but also brutal and very realistic, I think. It's John Ford's best film, I think, definitely.
So the film is set, as I said, in the 1840s in Garlow. That's quite early to set a Western. Isn't it usually in the late 1800s, like post the American Civil War, that we see most Westerns?
It's nearly always after the Civil War. I found this period really interesting because most of the West wasn't explored yet, you know. There was a vast area of America called Nebraska Territory, which is where we're set. And it was mostly just Native Americans and settlers passing through on the way to California, you know. Also, from I did 10 years of research on this, and I discovered that most people during this period weren't Americans, but they were people from all over Europe, all over the world, you know. And especially during the Gold Rush, which happened in 1848, 1849, literally hundreds of thousands of people were going across the continent to the West Coast, you know.
And among Europeans, there was Irish. Tell us a bit about the character that Emile plays, Patrick.
Emile plays Patrick. He's an undertaker, and they live in a small town called Garlow. And they're just about getting by, you know. He's the carpenter, he's the undertaker, but business isn't booming, but they just about get by. But his wife is very settled there. She likes the community, the sense of community, but he's ambitious. He wants to go to California to make his fortune, you know.
And like, it's only a month's travel away. A
couple of months, over the mountains, he says. But she wants to, she likes it here. Why do you want to go? Why do we want to upset things?
And now Garlow has gone through a number of changes, and we're at a place where you can see how a family would be happy. Why is that?
Well, it seems like that at the very beginning, you know. The preacher runs the town. Now, he's closed down the saloon, so there's no alcohol or gambling or any vices allowed in the town, you know. But he's a dictator, you know. And when Dutch Albert, played by John Cusack, he's the outlaw. When he comes to town, not only do Patrick's profits rise because people are dropping dead all over the place, being shot, but also he brings back the saloon, and the saloon becomes booming, and all of a sudden all these voices come flooding back into the town, and the preacher, he can't handle this because his grip on power is, he's losing his grip on power, you know?
Let's listen to a clip from Never Grow Old. This is early on when Preacher Pike, played by Danny Webb, reminds his congregation of his ambition for this town and reminding them about the founding myths of early America.
When those of us who founded this town first came here, the land was crawling with savages. But with the help of the U.S. cavalry, we cleared this land. Oh, it was a sometimes horrific and frightening task. But we did not hesitate for a moment because we knew our town would be a holy town. Here in Garlow, we are a shining example to all America of what a true Christian town can be. America, it's a new country. We have an opportunity to make it a heaven or a hell. We can make it a paradise here on earth, where all men are treated equal.
So it's all polar opposites there. Preacher Pike laying down the kind of Christian method or message, and that's how he's going to control the town. And then Dutch Albert, played by John Cusack, he's governed by a very different moral code.
Yeah, I mean, John was amazing to work with. He liked to intellectualise everything, and he saw his character as like the personification of capitalism, as the pure logic and cold logic and inhuman capitalism, you know. And that's the way John's character is. He reopens the saloon. He brings in prostitutes. All the voices flow back in, you know.
Yes, and some of the town take to these changes very well, yeah. Including Patrick, not immorally, mm-hmm. but maybe financially.
Yeah, I mean, I think Patrick just wants to fit in, you know. I mean, it comes out later that the preacher made him convert from being a Catholic to be a Presbyterian, and they were pretty much ostracized before that, you know, by the preacher and everyone. So there's real hypocrisy there. And if you listen to that clip there, the preacher says something very telling, and it's almost a throwaway line. He says that we cleared this land of savages for 500 miles in all directions. Now, what does that mean exactly? That means genocide and slaughtering the Native Americans, you know? So the town is full of hypocrisies. It's not perfect. And Dutch...
Yes, it's no more perfect under the preacher than it
exactly.
is under
it's
Dutch
Albert. It's
just
a change of power. That's all it is, you know?
And going back to that idea you were talking about, the immigrant. There's another very good clip, and this is, you might set it up, it's where John Cusack, played by Dutch Albert, is talking to Patrick and really poking at the sores.
Yeah, I mean, Dutch sees through Patrick immediately, you know. He sees that, you're Irish and you're an undertaker, you know. I bet you they didn't treat you very well. He knows them and he owns them from then on, because Patrick thinks, oh, someone who understands me, you know. He wants to be my friend, I can make money from him, but really Dutch Albert is just playing with him.
Okay, we listen to a clip.
Where are you from?
Ireland.
What do you do?
I'm a carpenter and undertaker.
You're an Irish undertaker. Bet you're Catholic too, huh?
Not anymore.
Oh, they made you convert, did they? Oh, these decent Christian folks. They don't like the Irish much, do they? Why is that? Because they think too many coming over here and he's all a bunch of rats. No better than savages. That's how they think, isn't it? I bet they wouldn't even talk to you unless you converted. Is that right?
Things are all right now.
Yeah, but you're still Irish. You can't change that. And every time they look at you, they'll be reminded of death. They're gonna die. You'll always be an outsider here. You'll never be one of them, no matter what you do. Never. I understand that.
John Cusack is Dutch Albert there. He's some villain, John Cusack.
Oh, he's so good.
I mean, we're so used to him as in slightly, not lightweight, but he's got a great comic turn.
Yeah.
Whereas here, he's pure evil.
Pure evil, but he's also funny as well. He brings a really dark humour to it, you know. I had seen the character originally as very more bigger, you know. And but John brought a
as in larger than
larger
life.
Larger than life, but mm-hmm. John brought a real subtlety to the character. You know, he made the audience go to him rather than him going to the audience. You know what I mean? And he was super polite, the character as well. He says yes and yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, and
yes, and he
thank
corrects
you
people's
and,
grammar.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's very funny though those initial interactions he has. Now, as I said, it's a Western made in the west of Ireland. It looks amazing. The palette is like brown and maybe beige and dark, very, very dark. Where was it filmed, and what was the visual idea you had?
Well, I told the crew not to watch any Westerns. I told them to go back to the photographs, you know, and That's what I looked at when I was doing research. I collected thousands and thousands of photographs from the 1850s onwards. And the people's faces really got me. There was such hardship on their faces. It was so beautiful, you know. And I thought these were real people. So if we go back to the source of these photographs, we may come out with a Western that's a little bit different, because it's not a copy of a copy of a copy of another Western. It's based on this reality, you know. But yeah, I told them, if you're going to watch one film, watch Heaven's Gate, the Michael Cimino film, because I think it's one of the best costume designs and one of the best production designs of all time.
And of course, the immigrant voice is so strong in that.
Exactly. And it has its flaws, that film, but I love it so much. There's such great craft went into that film, you know. And especially with the cinematography, Vilmos Zsigmond's cinematography. I told Pierce, he's an admirer of the film as well, watch that as well, because it's just so evocative of the period. It's just full of atmosphere, you know.
It's also mucky.
Oh yeah, well that just came naturally in Uachtarard, where we were shooting in the west of Ireland, you know.
But it works, doesn't it? Because it works for the hardship of the immigrant family that features, like visually, Patrick's family.
Visually, you can just tell exactly the hardship they're going through by the amount of mud, you know. And it's so funny because I told the production designer John Leslie to have hoses on standby because I wanted that muddy look, you know. But the movie gods must have been laughing, because we never got so much rain and we were swimming in mud. It was absolutely horrendous.
How long have you been trying to make this film?
I began writing in 2007, so it was almost 10 years to the day when we started the shoot, you know.
And who are your backers?
The Irish Film Board, the Luxembourg Film Fund, and there were so many, I can't remember.
Yes,
Saban in the United States as well.
Yeah, and are you going to have screenings in the US?
Oh, we already opened it in the US in March to amazing reviews. And one of the things I was really proud of is that the American reviewers never mentioned where it was shot. They just accepted it as a Western, you know?
Yes, it's a fantastic film. And when can we see it in Ireland?
It opens on the 23rd, this Friday.
Ivan Kavanagh, thank you. Before I let you go, we heard over the weekend about the death of Peter Fonda, and he's so well known. Were you a fan of his films?
Oh yes, it's such a coincidence, because the day before he died, someone asked me what my favourite Western was, and I said The Hired Hand, which is the 1971 film which Peter Fonda wrote and directed and starred in. It didn't do very well when it came out. It got like pretty okay reviews, but I think it's an absolute masterpiece, you know. It's such a beautiful, tender film. Again, shot by Vilmos Zsigmond, who did the photography for Heaven's Gate. And Peter Fonda really shows his soft side in this, you know. And there was much more to that guy than Easy Rider. Easy Rider is great. It's iconic. But The Hired Hand, if you haven't seen it, one of the best Westerns ever made. So emotional, so beautiful.
Well, I think the clip we have now showing Peter Fonda is from The Wild Angels.
Yeah, we don't want nobody telling us what to do. We don't want nobody pushing us around.
I apologize. But tell me, just what is it that you want to do?
Well, we want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. We want to be free to ride. And we want to be free to ride our machines without being hassled by the man. And we want to get loaded. And we want to have a good time. And that's what we're going to do.
Well, when, baby? Let's go.
We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a party.
Peter Fonda there in The Wild Angels, Peter Fonda, who died this weekend. And the character he plays in that 1966 film is Heavenly Blues. Ivan Kavanagh, thank you very much.
Thanks,
Never Grow Old opens on Friday, the 23rd of August. Best of luck with that.